Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, July 19th, and we're here trying to answer your financial questions, personal finance, that is. But hey, if you had a big question about inflation or you're confused about how something in the economy works, happy to help you out. But when we talk about these things, it's more important to figure out how this impacts you and your life. So if you've got a question, just go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air, and Mark arranges for everything else because that's how good he is. Today, we are joined by Sean. Sean's on the line from Virginia. Hello, Sean. How can we help you out?
Hi, Jill. Hello, Mark. Yes. Thanks. It's great to talk with you. I have a problem, which is a problem that's nice to have. My wife and I have been great savers. We've assembled a very healthy portfolio. It's about 70% of this is in tax sheltered and about 30% in taxable account, which is nice in that I think we're good up until the point, Joe, we need to take RMDs. Mm-hmm. But that's when the problem occurs. Because of the healthy amount of money we have in the tax sheltered, we're going to get hit with a pretty significant tax hit. Yeah. And so to me, I think we've got a perfect opportunity for using the Roth conversions during the period up to RMDs where, you know, we can convert the money into the Roth. But what I don't know and where I'd like your guidance is how do we really figure out what's the right plan for the amount of monies to convert? Because there are things like, you know, the Social Security tax, capital gain taxes, the IRMA, which is
annoying.
Right? And, you know, we've got ACA, healthcare subsidies, and all of those other factors to try to balance out the amount that we would prepay. So I'm kind of lost from that standpoint. I thought maybe you and Mark might have general guidance.
Oh, yeah. We can
rules
help
of
you
thumbs out. Or some direction here.
We got your back, Sean. Sean, how old are you?
I am 64.
Okay.
And my wife is 62.
Okay. Are you retired now or are you still working?
I am retired and the wife will be retiring next spring.
And how much does she earn?
150.
Tell us how much money is in pre-tax retirement accounts.
So I have about 3.7 in tax sheltered.
Okay. And you have a million in non-qualified or taxable?
About 1.5 in taxable.
Which is all fantastic. Let me just give a clap. Yay! Good job, you guys.
You.
Awesome, awesome. Your home is paid for, I imagine?
It is. That's correct.
How much is that worth?
$760.
Okay. And you have kids?
We have one daughter who is out of the nest.
Good. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. No other debt, right?
Correct.
Okay. When you say $1.5 million, is that all invested or some of that in cash?
Yeah. So I'm a little bit healthier in cash position than I might normally be, but there is $350 of that is in cash, money market type, liquid types of assets.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you have not yet claimed, you're not able to get Medicare yet. So, we have a nice little moment in time here for a second. Are you on your wife's medical health insurance?
I am. That's correct.
Okay. Will she be entitled to a pension when she retires?
Modest, about $1,000 a month.
Okay. But that's it between the two of you. That'll just be that $1,000 a month will be the only income besides what is generated from your taxable accounts, right?
Except Social Security.
But you're not going to claim Social Security till you're 70, right?
Or full retirement age.
I'm thinking 70.
Well, but, 70, if that helps the process we're about to talk.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, let me just give everyone a little bit of a sense here. So let's just pretend, even though this is not the case, but let's pretend you're 72 right now and you had $3.7 million that was in a retirement account. And this is what we're talking about, gang. This is why I want to put this in the numbers. When you have $3.7 million, you have a minimum required distribution, which would force out, if you were taking those distributions today, about 135 grand. And that number goes up. So you're right that you have a required minimum distribution problem, a future problem, not right now. So if we can convert, that would be great. Now, two different pieces here. There's one piece that is, okay, how much can I convert and not like freak out about and not throw me into a massively higher tax bracket? Right now, as joint earners, your top bracket is 22%. I would suggest, at least for this year, before your Medicare, claiming your Medicare, for this year, that you convert enough to go up to the next tax bracket, which is 24%. So, I mean, I think you could probably start for this year doing like 150 grand, okay? Where you could convert $150,000, you'd pay the tax on that for this year, you'd pay that top bracket at 24%, and that would bring you into next year. Next year, her income is not going to be 150, it's going to be half of that, right?
Or slightly less, but yes.
She's not entitled to any health benefits through her employer, right?
That will stop when she leaves, correct.
Okay. Okay, so here's the thing with Medicare, which is such... Okay, so now we have the other level of annoyance, which is, on one hand, I'm worried about your tax bracket and where you're going to be. On the other hand, the IRMA, which is called the Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, the amount of money you make will mean that your Medicare could cost you more money. Okay. So if you're married filing jointly and we go up to, $284,000. Okay. $284,000. You would have to pay an extra $200 every month for your Medicare surcharge. That doesn't seem like a big deal to me. A couple thousand dollars seems like a good deal. So I think for next year, what you would want to do is to convert enough money, which would be 280. Let's say she makes 70 or let's say she makes 80 grand. You could convert next year another $200,000. Now, once you're in this Medicare universe, the next level of surcharge, this is again, these 2022 numbers, would be $324 a month. It would allow you to convert up to $340,000 a year. Now, what's important about this is that you still have to have the cash to pay for the conversions. You know, remember, every year we convert, it's adding to your taxable income. You're going to soak up some of that 350 grand in cash. So don't reinvest that cash right now. I think if you could do that, you'd be in great shape. If it's like, I've soaked up all my cash and I'm freaking out. The other thing that'll be nice is you have the cash now is that you could potentially free up some of the money in that $1.5 million account as the markets come back. And it'll give you years to get there.
Correct.
That's kind of where I would look at it. And you know, look, if you don't want to, if you want to claim Social Security at 67, the difference is that you're going to have that extra income that would factor into your IRMA.
Yes.
So you can't convert as much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So if you could, I mean, maybe what you do is you convert and you make sure you stay within that and then you wait until you're 70, or maybe you don't. Maybe it's, you know, maybe you've converted enough by the time you're 67 and you say, screw it, we're good, we're done. That's enough. But I think that's the generalized game plan. So if you're listening, there's kind of like three different aspects of this to keep in mind. When you get older, number one, I want to convert, but I don't want to go into a hugely larger tax bracket. So that's number one, right? So for you, I think staying in the 24% bracket makes a lot of sense. Okay. Number two, how much can I convert before I start having to pay a premium for this income on my Medicare? By the way, that IRMA surcharge, gang, it's a cliff, which means if you get to $1 above the threshold, you have to pay the money for the whole thing. It's not like an income tax brackets where it's like the last dollar is taxed at that highest amount. It's a cliff. So you basically get the full corresponding surcharge to all premiums paid. So you really have to be careful about this.
Don't you think that there's a good chance RMBs get pushed to 75 before they have to take it?
It could be. It could be that we get the Secure Act. So the Secure Act was an act that was passed. Oh, my God, Mark, when was it? 2019? And required minimum distributions got pushed from 70.5 to 72. There is now some talk that it will go to 75. Now, here's the good news, Sean. If that happens for you, we've got a little bit more play in this.
A longer runway, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I think you've got the right game plan, though. I really
okay.
do.
Okay. Now, this was really good. I knew I needed to probably at least get to the 22, and you and Mark are saying probably okay to get to the 24%.
Definitely. I would definitely
there.
Do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, just think of it this way. If you are both collecting Social Security and RMDs, even on that lower amount, you're in the 24% tax bracket, my friend.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so you're going to be there. I think it's a great idea. Don't be afraid to soak up some of the cash. That's what it's there for. Maybe I want that wife to keep working until she's 65. If she keeps working, then you don't have to worry about Medicare for you.
Well, that's why she's working until next spring.
I love her for you.
Exactly.
She's good egg. She's a good egg. All right. Sean, go forth. Go forth and execute this plan, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, both.
Thank you so much for giving us a holler. If you need a little strategy on how to convert your retirement accounts, don't forget those retirement accounts, they will push income out to you, perhaps at a time in the future where you don't know what the tax brackets are going to be. So paying that now could be a really smart strategy. So if you need help with that, go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. While you are on the website, check out all the great content that's there. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. That's what Mark puts out every single Friday. Don't forget to do something nice for someone else today. Maybe that is leaving us a rating and review on Apple, because we would appreciate it. Regardless, we appreciate you always. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.